Well, hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Tuesday to read God's Word with you. It's March 21st. We're going through the Bible from creation to new creation, and today we're talking about the rock that was Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 13. We're discussing the section about rebellion in the wilderness. And you'll remember that in the wilderness, the people of God needed food, and so they cried out, and God sent manna. And they needed water, and they cried out, and God sent water from a rock. Well, today we're going to see that the rock was a type of Christ. This typology, the rock was sustenance, physical sustenance. They needed this for their bodies to live. And Christ is the spiritual sustenance for us. So as I read, try to make that connect in your mind. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 13. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate that same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the age has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I kind of just want to go back through that passage and think about what God is saying here. He's telling us the story of the Exodus again, that they saw God lead them out in a cloud, and they all passed through the Red Sea. They saw the food, and they ate the food that God provided. They had the water that God provided, and ultimately, the rock from which the water came was Jesus Christ our Lord, if you look at verse 4. And then verse 5 comes, nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. And then it goes on to talk about why God wasn't pleased with them. And I think this is the warning for us. They were idolaters. Look at verse 7. The people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. This is speaking about maybe when they made the golden calf. Then verse 8, another one, they indulged in sexual immorality. And then verse 9, they put to the test our Lord Jesus Christ by, remember the story about the serpents that we talked about just last week. Verse 10 gets me, they grumbled. And so we need to be careful for that as well. And so then they became an example to us of what not to do, not to be a people who rebel against the Lord. Verse 12 is one that we should land on. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. And then this wonderful passage, God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. but with the temptation he will provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Will you pray with me? We worship you, O God, because you are faithful. We thank you, Lord Christ, for being a rock in our life, for providing for us spiritual nourishment. We pray, Lord, thanking you for the promise that when we are tempted, we will not be tempted beyond our ability, but with the temptation, you provide a way of escape. We pray that blessing over each member of our household, our extended family, and our church family. Help us to be connected with your Spirit. Lord, we pray for those who do not even recognize your work in their lives. Please be at work in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of your word. And we thank you, Lord, that though we are rebellious, Christ Jesus our Lord has fully met the requirements of your righteousness. We bless his holy name. We thank you for the leadership of the Spirit, and we pray today that you would help us to grow in righteousness, in love, and in truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.